Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out. I'm gonna call that number right now. Hold on. Oh shit, it's not even funny. But let's call that number right now. You seen that motherfucker, Bobby? All right, let's see. Oh, it's not answering. Let me do it on my phone, but you know I'm gonna call from a different number. So hold on, because it's not going through on this one. So let me do my bat. The bat number from the bat phone. All right, let me play it because I don't want no dead spots. So hold on.
Up there, you shouldn't be stuck with him.
Yeah, for real. I didn't know all that was going on. I would have been trying to call
you. You got a website and a phone number on it, and it ain't even a phone number to the shop?
Man, for real, though.
You tell me that don't sound like a scam.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like a whole scam to me.
Man.
It's all right. You got a barbershop. He's been starting as a barbershop so he can push weight.
All right, here we go. Let's see what's up.
It's not a working number.
Let me find another number then. That nigga made a call immediately and cut his phone off. God damn it! All right, let me find another number for the barbershop. Let's continue.
For the cartel, well, guess what? At least he'll have friends when he go to prison.
Yeah, he will. He been already. Man, but I
guess he wanna go back.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Go ahead, handle your BI.
Okay, thank you.
And send me a text message so I can lock your information in.
Okay.
All right, bro. What's your name again?
Joey.
Hey, Joey. Just call me Jag.
Yeah, she going to be throwing that. You know what? She's going to be soliciting in a minute because, you know, Goomba ain't coming back around. So, you know, she might need a tune-up. If you get my drift. All right, let's call this number. Let's get it. Oh, shit. I haven't done no crazy shit like this in a minute. Why the fuck am I nervous and I'm the host of the show? You know what I'm saying? Let's see if a nigga pick up. You seen that motherfucker, Bobby?
I'm sorry. The person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, that nigga tired. I'm gonna call one more again. Hold on. One more time. Like, nigga, my number been ringing all motherfucking day. One more time, because I don't want to harass the motherfucker either, so. Hey, man, who the fuck is that? I'll curse the motherfucker out calling my motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
All right, I try again, y'all. So you know I try, but I try again throughout the show. Let's get it.
Okay, I got you.
All right, Joe. Take care now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye. Y'all think I be playing? I don't be playing.
Yeah, I am, son.
Okay. Shaka, can you please turn the music down?
No, let's go to this one.
Good afternoon. It's the police.
Yes, my name is Jaguar Wright, and I need to speak to the detective that stole my phone.
I have no idea what detective stole your phone, ma'am.
I was just sat there in front of you and told you that they seized my phone because my phone had evidence on it. I need to speak to him. Don't be ghost with me. It's still Black History Month, lady. What jugs? I ain't got no jugs.
Hi. You have reached the DeSoto Police Department Investigations Division. All of our investigators are currently out of the office or on the other line. Please leave a voicemail with your name, reason for calling, and case ID number if available, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you and have a great day.
Record your message after the tone. When you've finished, you can hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Jacqueline Wright Johnson, also known as Jaguar Wright. Since I've been released, I have found out that not only have you been discussing the details about me in the jail with an internet blogger who's stalking me and is a part of the plot that blew up my car. You're an idiot. You're all idiots. I'm about to get paid. So guess what? Since you want to disclose sensitive information about this case for online bloggers, I'm going online too. And guess what? You're stupid. You're stupid, stupid, stupid people. You're the dumbest fucking cops I've ever met in my life. You went live on my Instagram page on my phone. Y'all broke into my phone, you found the code, and you went live as soon as I left jail.
King World worked for Roc Nation.
That's not research. You're hunting. I just want to know who's paying you stupid motherfuckers. Guess what? The evidence that you're looking for, that live, it wasn't saved, idiot. You gotta save it and share it for it to be recorded. So the only way you're going to get it is if you go to a blogger that screen recorded me. See how much smarter than you I am. You're fucking finished, bitches. The soda is coming down.
Alright, let's do this one.
Fuck you, King World.
It's at the police department. I'm in direct.
Well, yeah, honey, you just DI is coming, bitch. To a voicemail, and I left them a message. Can you please put a person on the phone?
Well, ma'am, I'm not back there. I don't know who's back. All I do is push the button for the to go to the call back there.
Yeah,
I
you know who's
ma'am.
There. You see him walk in and out. I appreciate you trying to protect your job.
I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm not gonna argue with you.
That's funny because y'all been talking to Shauna Lewis. Do you know who Shauna Lewis is?
I only transferred.
Uh-huh. Hang up. You fucking pieces of shit. Yeah.
That's crazy, son.
Nah, nah, nah.
And you see that's harassment. How you harassing a police station? They scared of her. They locked her up and threw her ass out the next day. Like, nah, nigga, nothing can hold her, son. Like, she is kryptonite to everything. Excuse me, my mouth dry. But goddamn, son. Like, you know, like when you steal something in stores, they be having pictures on the door or in their business to watch out for this person because they stole something, you know what I'm saying, from the store. They're going to have a big-ass poster right on the front of the door next to the fucking emblem of, like, the badge, like the shield. It's going to be her picture. Do not open the door for this bitch here. Call EMT.
Man, what's your name? I want to report you. They're fucking cowards, all of them.
Good afternoon. This is the police.
Yes, my name is Jaguar Wright, and I need to speak to the detective that stole my phone.
I have no idea what detective stole your phone, ma'am.
I was just there. All five of those white men that were standing in that lobby sat there in front of you and told you that they seized my phone because my phone had evidence on it. I need to speak to him. Don't be ghost with me. It's still Black History Month, lady.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, who's coming on?
Hi, you have reached the DeSoto Police Department Investigation Division. All of our investigators are currently in the office or on the other line.
Yo, I'm
please
telling you, they're going to put her on the terrorist list, okay? They're going to, yo, they're going to, some. I hope nothing happens to her, but something's going to happen. And you are harassing the police. They are hanging up on you. I never seen no shit like this. She is wicked.
Name, reason for calling, and case ID number is available, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Record your message after the tone.
When you've finished, you can hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Jacqueline Wright Johnson, also known as Jaguar Wright. Since I've been released.
Now, this was before I got arrested. I called the VA for my
one
husband.
Moment, please.
You've reached the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. We are here to help. Para español, oprime
número dos. Now, I'm going to let this play all the way out. Now, for those who haven't listened to this already, this lady was doing her job. I think I would have quit after, like, engaging with this nutso right here, this nutcase, catnip, okay? It's so sad, son. I felt bad for the lady, but I know she was holding. She probably took the rest of the day off, nigga. She's drinking right now, Sutter Homes or what you call that shit, Stella Rose right now. Okay? That lady is so sweet. She need a donation, whatever her name is, okay? Anime. I know her name, Anime. We need to pray for her. Let's go.
Line, if you are a U.S. veteran or service member or are calling about one, press 1 to connect it.
I'm playing this one, but
your
I'm
calling
a
line. Your call will be recorded. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. During the silent transfer, you may hear beeps. Please stay on the line as your call is transferred to the next available VCL responder.
Everybody hit that like button. Y'all hit the like, please.
Veterans of Military Crisis Line. This is Natasha. How may I help?
My husband's trying to kill me. He's stalking me. He's stealing my money. I can't get into any of my devices. He's now hacking and following me. He told me, well, actually, he didn't tell me. He told my goddaughter that if I came home, he was going to consider me a threat and shoot me. I sent the truth in my car last night. I have to call the police on him twice. Like, why don't you people go pick him up?
Hey, can I start by getting your name, ma'am?
My name is Jacqueline Wright Johnson.
Sound like she knew she was calling. Word.
Okay. And a good callback number, Ms. Jacqueline, just in case we're disconnected.
You don't have it on your switchboard?
Ma'am, can I get a good callback number just in case we're disconnected?
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm just asking because my phone number is very sensitive.
What? And now, so you said you called, your husband has been threatening to kill you.
Yes, for the past 2 days. He assaulted me last night at my show. My show was canceled because he told my band he was having me arrested. I was a thief, and they didn't have a job anymore, so go the fuck home.
Okay.
Then he assaulted me in front of my drummer. 6 men had to escort him out onto Cockrell Hill Road. Then he stalked outside, waited for everybody to go back inside when I was sitting in the car. Then he had the keys to the access panel, got in the car, hit me, and spit in my face. And then the guys had to pull him off of me out of the car and escort him off the property again.
Hey, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that this is happening to you.
I have no money. I have no money because he's hijacked all of our business money that comes in from our Roku TV channel. He's spending it. I have $5, a quarter tank of gas, my son and my goddaughter, and we have no money because he's taking everything. Right now, we're trying to get control of my emails back because he hacks into my phone and my tablet and shuts it down and puts a password on it so I can't get into it. I couldn't even call 911 last night.
All right, so you didn't call the, you weren't able to call the police?
He took over my fucking phone!
Okay, is he with you now?
No, he's not. What the fuck do you think?
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just trying to make sure that you are safe.
You say my told you I slept in my fucking car!
Okay, so do you have any family or friends in your area?
Bitch, go get him. Send somebody, go fucking get him. This nigga's threatening to kill me. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If he runs up on me again, like he busted my fucking windshield on a car I just bought, barely at the beginning of the month, I'm going to shoot him.
Strap her ass down for real.
Because he is a wild fucking animal right now.
Shit.
I will
She's
shoot
crazy,
him,
son.
And I will put him fucking down.
With
I don't want to do that. He's a veteran. You know what y'all have done to him.
Wait, hold up. Olan Soldier. Hot Link Platter. And pause. That sounds kind of palsy, but Hot Link Platter. You got Goomba number? If you got Goomba number, send that shit. I call him right the fuck now. Stop playing, son. Hold on. Let me make sure I save this. If you got Goomba number, you say, I'm serious. Who want Goomba number? Stop playing, homie. If you do have it, don't put it on like for the public. You know what I mean? I don't want that to go on. You know what I'm saying? If you could DM me it or email me or something. Are you serious though? Please let me know. Let's continue. This bitch crazy.
Go get him! Get him some fucking help. He's been bleeding out his ass for 3 weeks straight and refuses to go to the hospital.
Oh damn. What?
Okay. Now, I know that this is very hard for you to go through, ma'am, with what you're going through.
Oh, she gives
your
number?
Husband.
Okay, all right, tip for tap. I'm going to write that motherfucker down.
He needs help.
Okay, have you been in touch with any local resources, any shelters, any...
What are you talking about shelters? What would I need a shelter for?
So put it in it,
You said you were sleeping in your car.
Yes, I slept in my car because I couldn't go home.
Hold on, fuck that, hold on. We need Goomba. Put that number out there. Put, because she already said it, so it's already public, his number is out there. And so send that shit, son, right now. Put it in the chat so I can write it down. Put that shit out there. Let's call Goomba. You heard? For real, let's do it. Put that shit in there.
Okay, do you have anywhere to go?
Didn't I say I was safe?
Okay. Ma'am,
No, because you're starting to piss me the fuck off. I don't need no shelter. I'm not some poor veteran's wife who married him because I ain't had no job. I have a Roku TV channel. I am a YouTube content creator. I have money. Do you know where I'm at right now? I'm at the studio where I film all of those videos that go viral every other fucking day. Now, I'm telling you, he's been online talking all kinds of shit. He's spiraling out. He's fucking stalking me, and he's threatening to kill me. What you gonna do about it?
Okay, would you like for me to do a three-way call over to the police so you can talk to them and tell them
he's not at home?
Okay, still, you can call. We can do a three-way call, and you can...
He's in the street plotting and waiting for my location on my phone to pop up in an area where he can so he can kill me.
You keep talking, man. And you shut the fuck up.
Okay, and so if you feel threatened and there's ways that the police can get to him or call him.
Ain't y'all the veterans hotline?
This is the crisis line.
Exactly, this is a crisis. So tell me something. Why are you asking me to call the police and I called you?
Because
he served his country. Y'all shot him full of anthrax. He's all kinds of fucked up from the IED blast, seeing people turn into pink mist. He has all kinds of night terrors. He beats me up in his sleep. Don't even know it. That's what y'all have done to him? He can't even work a fucking job. That's why he works for me, because no one else can hire him.
Ain't
I'm sitting here calling
narcissism.
hotline telling you that one of yours is sick and needs help. And you're telling them to call the police.
Also, I can also reach out to him if you would like for me to. I can reach out to him.
There's number 214. We should have started there. 214-664-5024.
Okay.
Now
I'm a text.
Okay, ma'am. I just want to make sure
that you're very ineffective. Is there some kind of place where I can go give a review? Because I'm going to give you four thumbs down.
Okay, what's your husband's name?
Gerald L. Johnson Jr.
Hold on, goddammit. I wrote it down. So let's see if brother going to pick up the phone. All right, hold on. This fucking commercial thing. Hold on. It just, whatever this thing is. Oh, all right. There's a little ad that's popping up. All right, let's give Goomba a call. Let's see. 214-664-5024. Let's see. Pick up the phone. Let's see, nigga. Oh, shit. This is crazy. Hope you don't curse me the fuck out. Okay? I come in peace, nigga. I come in peace. In too deep. I seen your first comment, and you kind of negative. So hold on.
Sorry, mailbox is full.
All right. One of my snipers, do me a favor, cause I'm in a great mood today, and I do not want to mess up this live or my mood. So one of my snipers, do me a favor. Can y'all block In Too Deep? Y'all snipe him In Too Deep STL. Get that motherfucker out of here, please. I will gladly appreciate you. Let's get it, y'all.
His doctor used to be Dr. Ed Tahi. Then they switched him over to this other bitch with this fucking nurse that likes to call him and flirt with him and shit. Fucking unprofessional bitches.
Okay.
Fuck the VA. For real. Fuck the VA.
His telephone number, ma'am?
For the second time. 214-664-5024.
Do you have his date of birth?
7/21/84.
Okay, in the last four of his
social. Don't know it. I'm not a thief. He know mine. That's why he robbing me blind.
Okay. And his address.
You know, I swear to God, I'm sitting here twitching and tweaking because I suffer from PTSD and I feel like I'm doing, a whole questionnaire, like a survey.
Ma'am, when we made contact with him, I just want to make sure I have all the information.
I gave you his number, and you haven't called him yet. I gave you the number twice.
Okay,
and
I want to make sure that you were in
you sitting here. Please don't repeat it.
Okay, ma'am. Now, I want to check in and make sure that you're okay and you're safe. You said you're at your studio, correct?
Right now, I am being triggered. My PTSD, I am triggered.
I just text him. Hopefully, he'll call this number or whatever, man. You know what I mean? It's no rush. I know he's going through a lot, man. People calling him and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to respect his space and see if he hit me back. If he don't, you know, I'll probably try to call one more time, but then again, I'm not going to hound him. You know what I'm saying? But I hope he's all right. You know what I mean? I told him I'm live now. If you want to call in. You know what I mean? So we'll go from there. And did y'all block that dude? Did anybody block him? Because I can't see from this StreamYard.
And you ain't making it no better.
And again, I am sorry that you're going through this, ma'am. Now, are you currently having any thoughts of suicide?
I'm thinking about killing you right now. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
Jesus help me.
Wow.
Please, Jesus, forgive me for my thoughts.
Yo, hold on. I didn't even hear that part. Now you threatened the lady? Like you threatened to kill her. I'm thinking about killing you. You serious, son? They building a case on her. All right, thank you for blocking them. She, like, I hope not, but probably within another week, she's going to be in jail or in the hospital for a minute. Because they have to be building the case because that's harassment. Terroristic threats. You talking to a crisis social worker. So she is, not to talk your head off, but she is trained to be humble, patient with people who are not mentally stable. So that's why I respect this lady. I'm going to give her a name. Somebody put her name in it, gave her a name. We're going to call her Mabel Simmons right now. This is Miss Mabel. Miss Mabel, goddammit. 68 from Charlotte, North Carolina, nigga. Okay? They are going to make sure that she is a 5150. She's going to go to jail. She's going to be evaluated, thorazined up, padded room, straight jacket. She's going to be in there for a minute. And I'm not going to say that she needs it. But goddamn it, she needs a miracle right now. If that will be the only thing to get her back on track. Because we don't know if Solar slipped a Mickey in her fucking drink. You see they was drinking. Remember that party she was drinking with the same sweatsuit? And you see how she said she got the shits? I can imagine what she's smelling like. I don't know if the panty liner looked black as hell. I don't know. But I tell you what. She needs help, son. Seriously.
If another fucking nigga asks me if I'm ready to commit suicide, I'm about to become a murderer. I got everything to live for.
Are you having any homicidal thoughts towards your husband?
No, just you right now. God help me out. Please forgive me, Jesus.
Okay. But you said you're at your studio. You feel like you're safe at your studio.
There's a doorman here. There's security here. And I'm in a locked door. And I have not left since I brought my car.
Okay.
And I'm not alone. My son is here. And my goddaughter's here, who he has emotionally abused and battered. And they're witnesses to everything. As well as the 50 other people who watched him attack me last night like a wild dog as they had to drag him in the cockle hill.
No, Millie.
Are you going to call me?
No, but
yes, I'm going to make outreach to him. Now, once I make outreach to him, would you like to receive a call back if I'm not able to reach him?
Thanks to keep me in the loop, considering it's my life on the line.
If I'm not able to reach him, I would not. If I'm able to reach him, I would not be able to call you back.
That's bad.
If I'm not able to reach him, now would you like for me to tell him that you told us to call, or would you like to remain anonymous?
Yes. Tell him I did it.
Okay. And now, so just to confirm, are you having any thoughts of suicide, ma'am?
Next question. I already answered that shit. You're starting to get on my nerves.
Have you had any thoughts of suicide in the past?
Yeah, after I got gang raped and all, and left for dead for 2 days. Yeah, life wasn't much worth living. And after my son was murdered, you know, life didn't feel so right after that. What the fuck you been through? You sitting here asking me these motherfucking questions. What the fuck you been to, bitch? Call him! And go get him!
Ma'am,
Don't you fucking ma'am me! Don't you ma'am... Do your job. He's a veteran, and he's losing his grip, and he needs help. He doesn't need to be arrested, because if he gets arrested, they're going to kill him because he has a gun on him and he's going to act a fool. But maybe that's what you want. So that's one less check y'all got to pay out every month. How about that? How about that reality? Maybe you want to go get him so he can go into a full manic rage with a loaded pistol with one in the chamber, that like he done said online a million times, and pointed at them cops, and them cops shoot him dead, and then Uncle Sam gets to save a few bucks. Is that what the fuck this shit is about? Is it? You know Texas is a one-party, you do know Texas is a one-party recording state, right? You only need consent of one person to record a conversation, and guess what? I'm motherfucking consent, because I'm recording all this shit. Do your job. Do your job. I have answered your questions. Do your fucking job. I'm about to make you famous. What's your name? What's your name, crisis counselor? What's your name? Let me get to know you.
Ma'am, I am trying to...
What's your name is? What's your name is, crisis counselor? Because you're live on YouTube. My name is Jaguar Wright. My government name is Jacqueline Wright Johnson, but my professional name and my legal name is Jaguar Wright. That woman from YouTube that exposes people day after day, and don't nobody sue her because I don't lie. I'm recording this conversation, honey. You're on YouTube right now. What's your name, Miss Baby? Let me make you famous. Everybody I talk about online becomes famous. Did you know that? A half a billion views I've collected in 3 months. A half a billion. That's how much people like hearing me talk.
See that?
Did you see the...
You see that? Without even paying attention to so much of a narcissist, not even paying attention to not paying attention to her own delirious, demented actions. So the more, I am critiquing what's going on. But a lot of people is feeding her that fuel to do the narcissistic, crazy stuff that she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So people egging her on. Somebody needs to snatch her up and get her help. She really thinks YouTube is... It's helping her. Maybe this is therapy. Maybe she gotta dump all that toxic shit that's, you know, mentally wrong with her, or her feelings, and dumping on the world. And maybe she'll feel better afterwards. Or maybe, I don't know. She's just dumping a lot of toxic waste into the YouTube social network world, and not even cognitive of how you really look into the people. Now, at first it was admiration and rooting her on because she's exposing. Now be like, nah, this is something else going on with this bitch. This bitch is crazy. Looney Tune. Okay? Sherm drinking fucking biohazard drinks or whatever the fuck. If something ain't right up there. So she definitely needs fucking help. And once this is over, the phone lines is already open. I need y'all to call in and give y'all thoughts on this. Most definitely, I need some women to call in. Don't be scared, nigga. Definitely need to hear y'all voices. All right, she's live now. Let me check it real quick. Hold on, soldier. Oh, you know, I'm the biggest. You're faking out this motherfucker. All right, somebody's calling in real quick. Area code 470. What's your thoughts before we go to this live? You on the air? What's up?
Hey. Hey, can you put me on mute? I have the number. I got Goomba's number.
Oh, I wrote it down. I tried to call already. I tried to call him. He's not picking up, and I text him.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate you, though. Thank you, sweetie. All right, peace. All right, she's live now, so let's go there real quick. Come on, computer. Oh. All right, hold on. Give me a second.
Body niggas are one thing.
Oh, man, she got this Afrocentric shit going on, man. Nah, hold on. Because I ain't getting no damn copyright for this shit. It did it the last time. Nah, nigga. Wait.
In my bad time, I keep certain things around.
All right, okay, ma'am. You said Goomba is live, too? You said Goomba live, too? Which on Instagram, to be honest, I wasn't even following them. Let me see what's his Instagram. Goomba. What's his shit? Which one is Goomba's? I'm not even going to hold you. I wasn't following him on there. Let me look in the chat real quick, because I'd rather listen to him real quick. Let me look in the chat. What's his Instagram page? She being all Afrocentric and shit, trying to create a vibe. Nah, love, you just you catnip. You ain't gonna Erykah Badu us tonight. Nah, none of that. It's the network. What? Talking about the Philadelphia on YouTube, right? Philadelphia. All right, hold on. Philadelphia. TV network. All right, let's see what's popping. Hold on. Let me look in the chat. Hold on now. On IG. All right, thank you, y'all. Now I'm gonna follow him too. Shit. All right, right there. Shit. Let me follow that nigga. I know he like, man, this nigga calling me and everything. All right, let's get it, nigga.
So, though.
Let's go, baby. Let's get it. Shit.
Like, seriously, man. And how dare you call and release the video or voice footage or whatever. You call in the crisis hotline. Trying to get me hemmed up and killed. That's why I'm away from you. Didn't you tell some of my family members and friends that I was going to end up in a pool of blood? You were going to have to shoot me because if I kept playing with you? Let's keep it real. Keep it a bean, right? Speaking about that.
Make sure y'all donate to the platform, son.
Jaguar. My full resignation and relinquishing everything. Philadelphia, I put on the hard drive I bought. That computer was from my school, Aviation Institute of Maintenance, that I just let go because I ain't going to go there. But that computer, that camera that I bought, that hard drive that I bought, my money, man, shit crazy, bro. You need help. You need to go get some help. You need to take your medication. You need to get off the internet.
Word.
Stop slandering. My name, my family's name, my friend's name, the people I grew up around, people who love me, they told me I've been changing. I've been allowing shit to happen that I shouldn't allow it to happen. All I wanted to do was be a proud husband in my marriage, support you through better or worse, sickness and health,
ooh,
rich or poor, to death do us part. You was really about to do the death do this part. Many times you don't call a crisis line and say that I'm losing my mind when I wasn't. I'm on my pill regimen every day. I can't say that about you. Even the days I was around you, and you telling people that you're on your medication and you wasn't. And all you want to do is drink. I'm not lying. I'm telling the God on the street. I have no reason to lie. When my family come out here. You tell me I didn't do anything about it. I talked to you. I told you, please don't mention my family. They have not done anything. I do ask, leave my family alone. You didn't. King's Council is coming, y'all. I hate to let it go, but I have to. I have to. I got to. You know what I'm saying? She needs help. And I hope you get the help you deserve, babe. Legend is an upstanding shop. There's no drugs running through there. It's black owned. The owner's an outstanding citizen of DeSoto. You mad to see how many people in the streets really love Glenda? Is that the reason why you did that? Is that the reason why you're saying what you're saying? That you know it's not true?
Oh, did he get off? Or you try to cut that music off? Maybe he got a phone call or something. Let's see. But he's definitely, you can tell the difference between who is the more mental stable one and the one who isn't. In a time of crisis, this is where time, where they're going through, it's a lot of pressure on both of them. However, she's been this way for a minute now. You know, but you see that this man is reserved. All right, let's get back to it. Oh, let's see what's going on. So I'm gonna keep it right here. I hope he cut the music off though. Hope he cut that music off though. Maybe that's what he's trying to do. I hope he do turn that shit off. Please turn it off. Good. Let's get it.
Yeah, better the music off. I did accept you, cuz. It ain't lit. It ain't doing. Hold on. Just say go live, but it won't go. I don't know, man. Shit crazy, man. Let me try it again. I can't even invite you, cuz. But, yep. Yeah. It won't let me, cuz. I don't know. I see you in there, Sean. I know you sent one, cuz. I know you sent one, but it ain't letting me. I don't get it. I'm pushing the button. I am. I see the request. And I'm accepting it. Go live. And don't do nothing. But anyways, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. No, we won't be that cool. I'm done. Like, seriously. Like, seriously. I man can only take so much. Y'all please stop texting me and stuff right now. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, thank you. I know y'all here for me. I thank y'all so much. Yep, me pistol whipping her. Did anybody see any evidence of that? I don't put my hands on no fucking woman, I promise you. Hell no, I wasn't trained up like that. That ain't the way my life go. Shout out Sucky Ducky. That ain't the way my life go. No. I allow too much. I allow too much. I'm not an angry drunk. I don't get drunk. That I don't do. But, yeah, man. Boy, these allegations, these stories. How far are you going to take this shit? So, I got you, sir. Man, I told you, stop. Get off the internet. Don't do those with those weapons. That's not what that's for. Yeah. Y'all remember them when I told y'all them folks came and called me out of the house? I end up finding out that it was her. It was one of the mentees that we had dinner with called. She never knew where we stayed, but had the address. How could you get our address if you didn't tell her? Yeah, I was. It was from stress from her. My doctor just told me, thanks. Telling my fucking personal business out there. I don't want that shit. I don't do shit like that. I asked you multiple times, don't put our business out there, babe. We gotta be transparent. Not about our marriage, man. That's our business. You don't want to listen to me. Want to be in control of everything. Yes, God does have my back. Yes, God does have my back. Because he still won't let me go. Didn't accept that because he won't let me do it. Guess it ain't meant for me to talk to nobody on here. I guess it's just meant for me to say what I need to say. I've been seeing it, cuz. It ain't letting me. They must be shadow banning me. I must ain't got enough followers yet. Everybody go follow me so we can get these lives up and running. I guess. Yeah, I'm following you. Yeah, I'm following you. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm live. Live at 5.
Yeah, see
you too. Yeah, I get it. I know. They already told me. Yep. It's been going on for a long time, y'all. It's been going on for a long, long, long time, man. And it's, you know, I took a lot of abuse, but I ain't gonna sit there and play no fucking victim. When I was working on my medication, getting myself together, I was going through a lot to get the right prescription for my anxiety, because that's all I have. She's been diagnosed bipolar, manic, with psychotic features. That's the only thing I'll say. I'm not about to put your number out there, doc shit, like we already been before. Thank you for doing me that way. I am exhausted. I'm tired of dealing with this shit. I'm ready to be happy again. I'm ready to go fishing. I'm ready to live my life again. I'm ready to build King's Council where it's supposed to be. Where kings get together and we counsel each other about the things that's going on in our community and our lives to help each other out. Because I might be going through something the brother ain't able to talk about. You know what I mean? Looking forward to starting my own network since I built Philadelphia. But according to Jaguar, I didn't do nothing, all right? And to all the Philadelphiaites, I appreciate y'all. This will be the last day that y'all see Philadelphia Productions up here on my screen. Once again, King's Council will rule along. No, I do not. I can't see myself doing that. My mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health, I can't see myself doing that. It is a spiritual fight. It's not a physical one. It's a spiritual one. And all we can do is pray. All we can do is pray. King's Council might be my new IG name. I don't know. Might be back to Goomba Head. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? King's Council will be my podcast. You know what I mean? Be supporting a lot of our black-owned businesses and communities and nonprofits and people in general, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Nadia and Queen Kente, for donating to the platform. Appreciate you.
Me and Bobby talk, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my uncle, man. He was my uncle, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? He raised me, you know what I mean? Since I was a young dude. Great businessman. And I hate that. We're all going through this. I hate that him being in my life, Jaguar being in my life, destroying everything that I love to control me. Trying to take everything away. I don't know if the LDF is still going to be a thing. That might, you have to ask Jaguar about that one, because as of today, I'm going to be sending my papers in and everything associated with that. And as I said, King's Council will roll on. I've been off social media. I haven't been on social media like that. She has, not me. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for the support. Goon was headed for peace and headed for whatever the Most High has for me. Thank y'all. I love y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all, my veterans who are going through PTSD as well. And if you know anybody who has mental health issues, please seek help. If you really love them, please seek help. If you really care for them, please seek help for them. It's out there. It's free. Go get it. If you feel like you haven't, your thoughts ain't coming together, just go talk to somebody. It's okay. That's what they're there for. They're there to listen, to help you through your problems. But I'm out. Love y'all. Keep God first. And everything you ask for shall come to pass. King's Council. King's Council.
Now you see, this man has sense. We're going to go to our live in a minute. Again, thank you for showing some love to the platform. If y'all want to donate, please hit that link. Show some love, man. Let me see this real quick. It's from a day ago. P.S. Darryl White, leave my family alone. Before I play, I'm going to play this too. Really, we've seen enough of Jaguar. Even though she's probably still alive, I'm going to go back to that. But let me, if anybody have anything to say, if anybody want to call to the, I don't want to switch there. But the number is scrolling down the screen. It's 319. Let me put the number in real quick. 319-527-6193. Call in. Now, you see the difference between a person who was sane and a person who was insane. I would just say, at the end of the day, those are bars. If a person smoked fentanyl in weed or any kind of thing, you're fucking dead. She is breaking down because this man has had enough and he is literally stepping away. I'm so happy for him, and I hope that he does, because we all know we all go through a lot with our relationships and we wind up still going back no matter how severe it may be. Look, I can give you some stories, not even from myself, but people that I know personally that is dangerous. Like, you still going back, my nigga? You understand? So we don't know if they may go back, but I hope he don't. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This is the final stages of this girl. Okay? She is breaking. She is losing it. And you know, she left her, you know, the only thing that she had, that support system, that strong man that'll protect her, he's no longer there. So you know, this shit gonna break her all the way down. I hope she don't take people with her. But again, as I close, she brung all this shit on herself. That's it. She made her bed. So baby, gotta lay in it. Let's hear this real quick shit.
What's good, what's good? 14 people here. It don't matter. But yeah, I'm going live today too. Yeah, I got a message for you, Miss Jaguar Wright Johnson. I'm tired of you bringing my family into this. We have nothing to do with us. Stop bringing my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother into your mess. I'm nowhere around them. So you think I'm with them and you want to sit there, try to throw them up under the bus? Stop exposing, trying to expose my family, yo. Because you mad. You disrespectful, evil, lying. Then you try to set me up, talking about you went up there to go put paperwork on me. Maybe I should have those witnesses that you said that I was going to be laying in a pool of blood, that you got to shoot me because I was playing with you. Maybe I should have them go sit there and talk to the police department and put a restraining order or protective order on you for me. That's why I ain't around. I'm not about to play with my life. You heard what that lady said. You better not bring her name up or some stuff that's going to happen, right? Boom. Is that why you went to the Jamaican spot pretending that you was going to the Jamaican dude? You gonna trick off? And then you promised everybody you gonna go home and beat the family? And you ended up at the subtle jail and got yourself locked up? Class A misdemeanor, huh? Resisting arrest, huh? Disorderly conduct, huh? Yeah, I guess Goomba did that one too, huh? Keep my family's name out your mouth, Jackie. I'm done with you. Business will business, and it is businessy. And open up that Wells Fargo app that's in your phone. I guess you're so used to me opening up and tell you how much is in the account. But you don't need me, right? Remember you said that in front of the genie, you don't need me, right? Remember you're going to divorce me, right? I'm a bitch-ass nigga, right? I'm beneath you, right? It's not the order that it goes, the husband, the wife, the child, the dependent. No, in your eyes, it's the wife and everybody else below, even God. You lost a good one, babe. You lost a good one. And that shit hurt. Because I tried. I was so patient. So kind. Don't get me wrong. I have my days. But I apologize and I worked hard on getting shit put back together. Why are you doing this? Stop this mess, man. Stop this mess. I'm done. Wow. I can't do this shit no more.
Wow.
I can't do this shit no more. Leave my family alone.
You, wow. See, and this is my first time seeing this, man. Like, see? You see that? Let me get myself together real quick. Black men supposed to be men in general, but I'm specifically talking about black men. We supposed to just take everything on the chin. Man up, nigga. The fuck are you crying for, bitch, sissy? Men have emotions too. What the fuck God made us for? There's a masculine and feminine, goddammit. Come on, Mike. All right? Energy in all of us. It's how you balance it. We have emotions. If we cry or show some emotions because of the toxic shit that we're going through, we have to become weak. But when a man snaps, that nigga crazy. You could have just spoke to me. See the dichotomy. See the double standard there. I feel for this guy. I respect this dude even more now. Prime example that the shit that women, some women, narcissistic, egotistical, non-taking accountability as bitches. Y'all don't understand what y'all do to men. Y'all don't understand. Yes, I'm a victim too, but I ain't gonna make this personal. I'm a victim of that. I have minds, but I'm so much a victim, but I won't make this fucking personal. Because it ain't about me. It ain't none of y'all fucking business. I gave y'all enough of my life. So that door is closed. But at the end of the motherfucking day, we go through it too. And everybody don't even want to look at the motherfucking women and the shit that they do to men. And I'm going to say it again. Some women, not all. If you feel some kind of way and somebody is sitting there watching, next to you watching this and hearing this and they shaking their head because it's your ass, don't get mad at me, bitch. Work on yourself. That's a fact. Or you can get the fuck out of here because I ain't here to comfort your narcissistic, egotistical, self-absorbed, funky ass. Because I ain't the one. Some women need to be held accountable and look in the mirror and take accountability for the shit that y'all do. Wars get started over women. Not saying everything is the woman's fault. These are prime examples, and this guy is a veteran. PTSD, anxiety. I haven't had an anxiety attack in almost 4 years, and thank God, because that is the worst feeling ever. Anxiety attacks is like you're going to die. I went to the hospital 3 times. Once on a fucking gurney. That shit ain't no joke. And it's very fucking scary. Thank you, God, for it not coming back for all these years now. She is the issue. As you can see, they both not perfect, but she is the fucking problem. And women can literally break men. They can even have you feel like what make you question yourself, knowing that the bitch is wrong. Sophisticated, narcissistic ways to make you feel guilty when they know they are the one who created this toxic energy, this toxic situation. I'm going to say this in closing. I don't give a fuck how pretty you are. I don't fuck bad bitches, okay? And who gives a fuck? It don't matter. This is for anybody. Fuck sex, everybody. Sex ain't shit. It's just the pleasure of everything. But a relationship takes accountability and communication. I am guilty of being difficult with conversation. I will admit it. However, I take accountability. Women need to take, and I'm going to say some, accountability is the word that everybody should stick to and highlight. And sex should be the least of everything. Communication, then accountability. I respect what just happened here. Women, some women, y'all don't even understand how some narcissistic ways, not taking accountability, always playing fucking victim, what that does to a man that really love you. Man, I felt that. I ain't gonna hold you. I felt that. Conversations like this needs to be had, not just by looking at other people's problems and we talking about it. Like right now, we are witnessing examples that we all need to have while we having this, while you know, doing lives and shit or having these fucking certain discussions. You see, I'm gonna say it again, like I always said, God give us examples to learn from, so you don't have to be the example. These are the examples so you can look in the fucking mirror. Go tell your man, I'm sorry. Why has always got to be us? Why don't you tell your man, I'm sorry, I take accountability for the shit that I do and how I make you feel. Any motherfucking hoe. Let me see what this... Let me see what he say right here, goddammit.
Don't think I know shit. I know it. Don't think I hear shit. I do. Sorry, y'all. I don't put my person shit up there. That's good.
All right, let's move along. Let's move along. All right, and like I said, because I'm looking in the chat, like I said, not all women, y'all. Not all women. All right, just making sure. Let's check out. Yeah. Oh, she off. Okay, cool. Because you is not gonna kill us with that Erykah Badu vibe, love. We see your ass as catnip. That ain't going to work today. Anyway, let me, if anybody want to call in, the number is in. Let me get off the screen so I'm going to show people personal number. Where I'm at. Hold on. Where I'm at. Here we go. If anybody want to call in, let me know. If not, because I think I've been here long enough. You know? I think I've been here long enough. Where I'm at? God damn it. When she was saying Bobby and shit, made me think of this shit right here. Look.
You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me 35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my 35 motherfucking dollars.
Yeah, I don't want no copyright, but when she kept saying Bobby, I swear to God, Bernie Mac just came to my mind. Rest in peace to the great. I've been watching his shows through the Bernie Mac show. Man, but like the fourth season when I start seeing how he's changing, kind of fucks me up. All right, we got two callers. Let's get right to it. We got 832. We're going to go to 317 first because you've been holding on the longest. Area code 317. What's good, fam?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, love. How are you?
Good. So I've been sitting here listening, watching this, all of this go down. And I just want to say that, you know, I like Goober, how you pronounce his name.
Goomba.
I mean, he's cool and every, say it again.
Goomba.
What's it? Goomba. Okay.
Yeah, Goomba.
Goomba.
Yeah.
But you know, let's not forget that he was behind this machine, you know what I mean, for a long time. And I don't know if you know the whole history, because like I said, I've been watching them since when, what was her, what was that girl's name? Tasha K, when she had did the right. whole surviving thing. So I remember when they had the, it was something like WCW or something. And I don't know if you ever heard where the lady had came out, they had went and stayed with her. And she was trying to, Jaguar was trying to take her son, or she was kind of grooming him and saying that he was the Messiah, but her and her husband
yeah,
stayed there with the dog. Okay, well,
that.
You have
yeah.
to check out her interview about them both. So, you know, he doesn't get a pass. And, I mean, I feel sorry, yes, because he seems like a nice person, but I have been around and watched him just sit back in the cut and let this woman carry on the way that she did. And when it was good. And now it's bad. So he is very aware of her tactics and her shenanigans. And, you know, I believe that when he got with her, he probably was starstruck. He seems like, he does seem like a mama's boy. You know, they are all living in a house. Well, I don't know now because of, you know, now he's gone or whatever, but, you know, under the mother, his mother-in-law. So what type of man allows, you know, that whole situation? You have the stepson, Sam, you have the grandmother that, from what I know and what I've heard, she's not even getting her medication. She doesn't even get fed properly. And I mean, you're sitting and living in this and living around this filth. He was there when the girl LaGina came, and you know, you would hear him in the background rooting for Jag and laughing when she's talking about sleeping with another man, or talking about how somebody's penis size is this or that. Like, he sat over, you know, in the passenger driver's seat or whatever, and he was in agreement to this. So that, I mean, it's just like, and now I see everybody trying to rally around and say, oh, you know, poor Goomba. No, it's not. And, you know, this woman has called the police on him several times. He would be a fool to go back because, you know, it's the saying, first time, shame on me. First time, shame on you. Second time, is shame on me. So I just pray to God. I pray to God that, you know, he doesn't go back, because this woman, when you start, I don't care who you are, I done been in drag outs with my baby daddy, but I'd be damned if I'm going to call the police, because you don't know what's going to happen. And when you get to that point where you're calling the police and anything, just the one today, I don't know if you heard it, but when she was threatening the lady to kill her or whatever, she was talking about, yeah, he has a gun, he keeps it at one in the magazine, he needs to change his number. He needs to quit going online. All of this, it's still a part of him that she's, and I get it. I mean, they was married for 4 years. I know that you can't turn your feelings on and off like that. But I mean, like I said, he allowed a lot of this bullshit to go on. And, you know, he needs to step away from the social media, anything that's got to do with her and any type of up and coming, you know, thing, all that. He needs to step aside, needs to be around his family, because she was like the cancer that she came in between and separated from his family and everything. And now he's trying to cut, and guess who, family is always going to be there. And they took him back in with open arms. So he's got a lot of apologizing to do. He's got a lot of, you know, just coming around and just explaining himself and being with his family. Because like I said, I believe he was starstruck at the beginning, and she has really got a hold on this man. But he's not innocent in this at all.
All right. Well, hey, I definitely respect the love. And, thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
All right, then. Okay. Have
Thank
a good
you,
one.
Peace.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go to 832. Just hold on 1 second. And I'm going to reset it and see if anybody else want to call. And then I'm going to talk about Shanquella Robinson real quick, and then we out. But I will say this to piggyback a little bit on what she was saying. I mean, I definitely understand that both of them are, you know, are not innocent, of course. And when you in the moment and you with your mate, that person, y'all vibing off that same energy. So if it may come off wrong or negative to the people who's watching their lives, you know, they in their moment. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's really basically at the end of the day, is what happens when the camera is off, or even when it's on, because he be disrespecting them. Yeah, they be having their little shit. You know, it'd be more her disrespecting him on live than him coming at her in some instances. However, it's when the cameras is off and what goes on behind the scenes. And then what's behind the scenes, she bring it to the public, giving out personal information, disrespecting all the stuff that she was doing. Very disrespectful. And I'm just glad that he woke up and smelled the roses. And regardless of everything, like you said, at the end of the day, the family is going to be the ones that's going to really hold you down at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Or I should say the ones that love you. So where Goomba is at right now, whatever family that he's staying at right now, I'm glad that he's there. He can get his mind together and move the fuck on, because that's what he needs to do. I don't know if anything I said made any sense, but I'm going to take this call, goddammit. 832, what it do?
Hello. Hi, I remember when she first came on screen on the internet. I thought this lady was crazy from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I could not see, just from her, my first time watching her, anyone would trust information to her. She made like she knew all the information about the stars. She made like everybody was coming to her. But she didn't even have a career, so how did you get all this information? Because I didn't know who she was when I saw on the internet, on YouTube. And he was her husband. The chickens are coming home to roost now. When she was going good and he would, you know, cheer her on, everything was great. And then when she flipped that and turned it on him, now he sees how the other people feel that she's attacked. I don't believe nothing that come out that woman's mouth. Not one thing. She's crazy.
Hey.
And if she don't watch herself, somebody's going to hurt her.
Absolutely.
And she's talking about people's lives. She calls the barber, this guy that does a business. How do you know all of this? And she implicates her husband in it. But I don't think no one's going to really listen to her because they know she's out there. She's one of those negative people that thrives off of chaos. As
exactly.
Long as you keep paying her attention, she's going to keep doing what she do.
Addicted.
That's all
to,
I just wanted to say. Yeah.
She's addicted to chaos. Absolutely.
Yes. It's in her. That's all she is. From the day I first saw her, you know, when she talked about, and it's like she has a lot of hate because she didn't make it. The Jill Scott, the Erica Baidu. We know Erica personally. Erica is a good person. Erica is nothing like she tries to describe. But it's like everybody did her wrong. No one has talent but her. But I can't tell you one of her damn songs.
How I feel you, love. Hey, I want to say thank you for your call. Definitely appreciate you, sweetie. All right.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too, love. Thanks. I gotta do the phone line.